The Red Hot Dodgers looking to stay hot against the Padres. Corey Seager generously signing an autograph for a young fan before the game. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth. Padres up 2-0. Justin Turner at the plate.
Driven to deep right center field. Justin Turner with one swing gives the Dodgers the lead. Grandal, high drive, right center, a skyscraper, a home run. A five spot in the fourth.
Fly ball, left field. Taylor going back in front of the scoreboard. He leaps, can't get it, it's a home run. Second home run of the day and his 10th of the year, a two-run shot. Turner with a fly ball to left. I don't think the defense has anything to do with this one. It is going and it is gone, a home run. Justin's second home run of the day.
Pounded to left, Chris Taylor lays out to make the catch.
Dodgers win this one 6-4 and are now 83-34 on the season. Kenta Maeda improves to 11-4. He goes 5 1/3, 3 earned runs on 4 hits with 8 strikeouts. Luis Perdomo drops to 6-7. On a side note, the Padres announced a 3-year contract extension for manager Andy Green prior to the game. The new contract will keep him with the team until 2021. Dave Roberts and the Red Hot Dodgers improved to 83-34 with a 6-4 victory over the Padres on Sunday. Here's the Dodgers skipper on the victory.
Kenta was, you know, after that, what was it, the first inning? The homer. A couple balls that found the outfield grass, but the stuff was really good today. Fastball, I mean, even in that last at bat to Solarte, 94, slider was good. Fastball command, you know, was pretty good. So Kenta was good today, punched 8, walked only 1. I just felt that, you know, right there, you know, where it starts to get a little stressed, pitch count starts getting up there a little bit. I felt good with the matchups going to fields to kind of put the fire out and the pen as they usually are. Very good today. There was a little kind of lull, you know, a couple weeks ago where he wasn't getting hits, which I think was the only lull that he's had dry spell this entire season. But his at-bat quality has been consistent, and it always is. JT's, as I say, he's the glue to our ball club, and what he does in the clubhouse and in the batter's box on the field is really special. And he's been squaring the ball up and hitting balls to the track, but to go the other way and take it to the opposite gap and then hit a homer late to add insurance, that was a big run. Both big runs, and to see Yasmani put the ball in the seats today, I think was a breath of fresh air for him as well.
Justin Turner goes 2-for-4 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs in the Dodgers' 6-4 victory over the Padres on Sunday. Here's what Turner had to say.
Just trying to take good at-bats and, you know, keep hitting balls hard. And I feel like I've flown out to the warning track a ton this year, but did it again my first at-bat tonight, today, and was able to get a little bit more the second two. And thankfully they went out. It makes a huge difference playing day games here. The ball really jumps, and they hit a couple homers as well. Maybe wouldn't be homers in a night game, but again, Kenta, great job giving us a chance. And then, you know, Perdomo was pretty good today. He was perfect through the first 3 innings. And, you know, the offense just grinds pitchers down and finds a way to scratch and claw. And we have the big fourth inning, push 5 runs across. You know, it doesn't matter if we fall behind early or if we get a bunch of runs early. We keep playing the whole game. And I think that's what you've seen all year. You know, come from behind wins and playing all 27 outs and just finding ways to get different guys up there to be the hero every day.
The Dodgers will be in L.A. to host the White Sox on Tuesday.